So how about some music to start the new year off right? Before you know it, we will have a lot of brilliant new music to savor, including one of the brightest voices in jazz. Let's listen to this.
I'm not lacking in love, not haunted by its pain of romance. Life's given me enough, I can't complain.
This is a new song from Esperanza Spalding. Her single is one that Stephen Thompson of NPR Music has been enjoying already. He's with us now to share some of the music that makes him excited about 2016. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Michelle.
So Esperanza Spalding, she's a bass player, and she won the Best New Artist Grammy 4 years ago. I think a lot of people think she still really hasn't had her big crossover moment. Do you think this might be it?
I mean, I don't know if it's going to be necessarily a big pop crossover moment, because this is a really artistically ambitious record. It's coming out like later in the spring, not for a few months. It's called Esperanza Spalding Presents Emily's Devolution. And Emily is kind of this persona that she's created. She's planning to stage these songs in more theatrical settings. This is definitely not somebody who has seen a taste of mainstream success and decided to chase mainstream success.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like, sounds like she doesn't really care.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, you referred to her as a jazz artist, and she's known as a jazz artist, but this record really brings in a lot of kind of a funky feel, but there's also a real theatrical quality as well, still with her gorgeous, really approachable vocals.
So that was new music from Esperanza Spalding. That's a song called One. And so we have another artist to talk to you about. I know you wrote about this artist recently, and you called his new album epic. Who is it?
It's another record that comes out in March by a singer-songwriter named Damian Jurado. And I've always really responded to his music, but it's like sad dude with a guitar music, you know? Just the kind of the big guy, like flannel shirt and kind of hunched over and making people cry. His last few records are much more almost kind of psychedelic. This album that's coming out in March is called Visions of Us on the Land, and it's like 17 songs in 53 minutes. You know, when you think of records getting shorter and shorter and being more focused on like, here is an MP3, here is a 3-minute song, here is a 4-minute song, this record really sprawls and sort of forces you to spend some time with it unpacking.
So that's Damian Jurado. When are we going to hear this album?
It comes out March 18th.
March 18th. Okay, we'll look forward to that. And I'm talking with Stephen Thompson from NPR Music about some of the big new releases of 2016. Anything else?
Yeah, I've got a new record by Lucinda Williams. It's her 12th album. She just put out a record like a year ago that was a double-length album, like lots and lots and lots of songs that sprawled and sprawled. And this record that she's got coming out February 5th is called The Ghosts of Highway 20. And it's another double album, like a year later. It's like 14 songs, but it sprawls out for like an hour and a half.
Sadness, so deep. The sun seems black, and you don't have to try to keep the tears back. No, you don't have to try to keep the tears back, 'cause you couldn't cry.
It's a lot of road songs, a lot of epics. She's really become a master of the kind of country rock dirge.
Music to play as you pack up your apartment after a breakup.
I mean,
get into the car and drive away.
If right? You, like me, have enjoyed some long, tear-streaked drives, this is a record for you. It's again, it's like you know, we've talked a lot about these albums that are cohesive statements and that are big and ambitious, and it's easy to think of albums getting smaller and smaller, but I love the fact that Lucinda Williams, this far into her career, you know, she's like 35 years into her career, is still making statements that are bigger and grander and more unified.
I think you've got one more for us.
Yeah, I've got David Bowie.
Living legend.
Living legend David Bowie.
What's he up to?
Well, it's really interesting because I heard this album. It's called Black Star. Actually, the title is A Small Black Star, and you're just supposed to pronounce it Black Star. And I heard this record described as David Bowie's jazz record. And I was like, I don't know if I want to hear David Bowie do a jazz record. But it's actually, it's not necessarily like rock musicians playing jazz as jazz musicians playing rock. He brought in jazz players. And listening to this song, Lazarus, I was really taken with how much it combines those two genres in a way that don't sound like people playing around in a genre they have no place in.
Look up here. I'm in heaven. I've got scars that can't be seen. I've got drama can't be stolen. Everybody knows me now.
The music is by David Bowie. His new album, Black Star, comes out this Friday. I've been speaking with Stephen Thompson from NPR Music. Stephen, thanks so much. Happy New Year. Come back and see us, okay?
Oh, I will do that with pleasure. Thank you, Michelle.
Ain't that just like me?